Drink This, Not That, the No Diet Weight Loss Solution is the authority when it comes to making simple beverage swaps for consumers looking to lose weight, strip away belly fat, and sculpt a leaner, fitter body. Matt Goulding is a contributing nutrition editor for Men's Health and a trained chef. He has cooked and eaten his way around the world, touching down in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where he divides most of his time between keyboard and stovetop. Matt, welcome to It's Your Health. I'm Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, Matt, after reading your awesome book, Drink This, Not That, the reason behind the obesity epidemic in America, it's clear as day. I mean, honestly, I was totally shocked at the amount of sugar, fat, and may I say crap in the things that we are drinking.
Oh, yeah, and you may.
Yes, I may. I mean, I couldn't believe that one drink, the it was from Starbucks, and it was the peppermint something or other, and it had 8.5 scoops of, like, Eddie's ice cream, the same amount of sugar.
Yeah. It's a peppermint white chocolate, hot chocolate. It's the equivalent of 8.5 scoops of coffee ice cream in terms of sugar. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, you really hit the nail on the head when you talk about the obesity epidemic. It really, really, when it comes down to it, the beverages that we drink are the sort of the silent and secret saboteur of our waistlines.
Yeah, and I don't think people have any idea. I mean, could you imagine if you walked into Starbucks and the great pictures in your book, they bring it home, you know? I mean, if they had those up there, I think people would be running out the door and saying, hey, I'd rather eat one scoop of ice cream or at least know the choices that I'm making. I don't think people realize that. Now, do you think that people are surprised when they find out just how much fat and, like I said, crap is in these drinks people are consuming by the dozens?
I mean, this is it. This is the eighth book, and I'm still surprised every single day when we look at this information. So if you're not surprised, then you got something wrong because, you know, that's you know, you mentioned one drink there. Let's talk about a smoothie. The worst smoothie in America is a peanut butter plus grape smoothie from Smoothie King. It's got 1,498 calories.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's got as much sugar within that cup as 20 Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's one thing when you order a milkshake, you kind of know that you're getting into something and that you're indulging. But when you're ordering a smoothie and you think you're doing yourself a favor, and it turns out that you're really doing some serious damage.
Yeah, you know, I drink three things. I drink water, which, again, I must know that wizard that you talk about in the book that comes with the magic potion that happens to be water. I drink fruit drink, I call it, which I have a Vitamix, where you put the whole fruit in. And I love what you said. It cracked me up about fruit juice. It's like if you have the fruit without the juice without the fruit, it's like David Lee Roth without the band. I was a huge Van Halen fan back in high
school. That one rung true.
It totally did. And then I drink something called Zero Water by, I can't even pronounce it,
That's their new vitamin water drink.
I like that. You know, I don't drink a lot, but at least it has less than 1 gram of sugar. But I'm a label reader. And
do
you think people are just not reading the labels, or do you think they assume because of it has agave and melon and some of the other things you talk about that they're healthier than people, you know what I mean? Like, they're just trusting the marketers.
People read the front labels, they don't read the back ones. That's the major issue. And what you need to do is ignore the front label entirely. In fact, the more clutter and chatter there is, the more claims made on the front label, the more skeptical you should be when you purchase it.
Okay.
But I think that a bigger issue, even beyond that, is that people don't look at beverages as something that actually impacts their health and their waistline. Because, you know, I drink a milkshake and I don't get full, or I drink, you know, this snazzy juice beverage and it doesn't have an impact on my satiety. But that doesn't mean that it's not having a grave impact on your overall weight and your overall well-being.
Oh, yeah, that is such an important point. And that's why your book is so amazing. Now, my husband was really happy to see that the IPA, because he loves fish head, I think it's called, or dog head ale.
Yeah, dog fish
head. He was happy
to
see that it has a healthy polyphenols, because he's really big into those kind of beers. But I know that they're not all, you know,
healthy. Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, listen, if you drink water, coffee, the occasional juice, you know, and some beer and wine from time to time, like, you're going to be great. You're doing really well. It's when you when you start diving into these mass-produced sort of results of our industrial farm complex, that you get into trouble. That is to say, obviously sodas, but increasingly energy drinks, these so-called functional beverages, these sweetened waters.
Those are terrible.
It's really bad for you. And then these extravagant coffee drinks that come with like 47 syllables and 800 calories, like those. These are the things that are really doing us in. So, you know, think about what people were drinking 100 years ago and make that your approach to your liquid diet.
Yep, you're right. You know, and you write in the book, quote, forget Dillinger, Dahmer, and Manson, America's deadliest criminal is lurking in your pantry, which is sugar.
Sugar.
And we hear a lot about high fructose corn syrup. Have you seen those commercials now where the mom's like,
yeah,
oh, you don't care what your kids
eat.
Oh, you
feed your kids high fructose.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she's like, so. And the mom's like, she's like, you know, it's just da-da-da-da-da. So what's your take on high fructose corn syrup?
Well, listen, it's a complicated question. I mean, from a strict nutritional standpoint, there's no difference between high fructose corn syrup and sugar. So when companies now are taking advantage of the evil reputation that high fructose corn syrup has gotten, mostly because of people in the media pushing that, then don't believe the fact that Pepsi made with sugarcane, you know, is going to be better for you than Pepsi made high fructose corn syrup. It just isn't from a strict nutritional standpoint. Mm-hmm. The issue with high fructose corn syrup, and one of the reasons that we're in this obesity epidemic that we're in, is that it was a way that we had to deal with all the excess storage of corn that we had, that we could process a very cheap, very easy to distribute sweetener that now all of a sudden is showing up in all kinds of products that weren't traditionally sweetened. So that means whole wheat bread and crackers and pasta sauces and salad dressing. So in terms of its ubiquitousness, like that's a real issue. But in terms of it from a strict, bio-nutritional level, it's no worse for you than table sugar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. The problem, like you're saying, I know it's everywhere. I'm like I said, I'm a label reader. I mostly live on whole grains and whole foods, and I don't eat very many things from a package. But I'm shocked at because so many ingredients I can't even pronounce. So I'm like, forget about it. Now, you write about 12 secrets that the beverage industry doesn't want you to know. What are some of your favorites, or what are some of the biggest secrets you think people are surprised by?
I mean, I think people are oftentimes surprised by and interested by this whole issue with bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
For one, it's that, you know, we're shelling out incredible amounts of money year after year for bottled water. And while it's great that we're taking in more water, it's not exactly great that we're paying so much money for it, because a very large percentage of the bottled water that we drink comes directly from municipal water sources.
Really?
So basically, like saying it's filtered tap water, and a number of the larger companies have been called out for this. So that's a big issue. Listen, drink all the water you can possibly stomach. You should, but you know, buy a permanent water bottle that you can carry around with you. Fill it up. You know, bring it with you to work, around in the car. That should be your solution.
Yeah, that is a much better solution.
I think another one that's important is that the juice companies don't want you to know that oftentimes what they're serving you in these juice packages isn't really juice at all. So, for example, Ocean Spray makes a line of juice cocktails, and as soon as you hear the word juice cocktail or even juice drink, you should be on guard, because that basically means you're paying for glorified sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of their lines, like their cran grape, for example, it looks really healthy. You probably stock it in your fridge if you're, you know, an average parent across America, but it's got 15% juice, and then the other 85% is water and sugar.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
that's nasty.
It's a waste of money, and it's a waste of calories. It really is. Those two things together, that should be all the motivation that you need.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing you just said, a waste of calories, and I think that's the whole issue. When I saw, you know, when I saw those pictures, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe I'd rather just eat a few cookies, or maybe, you know, if I'm gonna snack on something, or if I'm gonna indulge in something, I don't want to be indulging in an 1,800 calorie drink.
That's the
thing.
Maybe
a piece of chocolate cake, you know.
I look at my caloric, you know, my daily calories like an allowance, like my parents would give me back
yes.
in the day, and it's like, how
exactly.
do I want to spend them? You know, do I want to spend 2,010 calories on a peanut butter and chocolate shake from Cold Stone Creamery, or would I rather, which is the equivalent, by the way, of slurping down 10 donuts through a straw?
Ugh.
Or and would I rather have, you know, one donut, you know, a glass of milk on the side, and then use the other 1,800 calories to distribute throughout the day for the occasional splurge? Of course I'd rather do the latter. So why would I ever tussle with that drink?
Yeah, it's true. I know. It's amazing. I mean, there's so many ways that people are adding calories without even knowing it. And that's honestly, your book is it's such a gem, and everyone should get it because it's really going to help you be able to use those calories like an allowance, like you're saying. Now, I would love to have you back on to talk about the eat this, not that. And we didn't get to the not to drink this. You do talk about 10 drinks in the book that you should know how to make. If we just have a couple minutes, can you just share a couple with us?
Sure. I mean, one of the ones that, you know, for people who like alcoholic beverages, I think one of the most important drinks to know how to make is how to make a good margarita. Because what most people do is they rely on the pre-purchased, that sort of you know, gooey nuclear green pre-mix that you make your margaritas with. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a margarita really the most dangerous cocktail in America. Because when you order it out at a restaurant or at a bar, you're looking at 450 to 500 calories. Really, what a margarita should be is a splash of tequila, a little bit of lime, a touch of sugar, and maybe some orange liqueur. But you know that if you learn to make it at home, you're gonna have 200 calories versus 500 calories. So serious savings there.
Yeah, go get some chips and salsa and have a party. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on. Now, how can people learn more about you and your awesome books?
You can go on to our site online. It's eatthis.com. And we also have a really cool iPhone application that you can take with you anywhere you go.
Oh, that is awesome. That's terrific. Well, I want to thank you so much, Matt. If people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.